Blog Talk Radio.
Two doctors, a patient, and a receptionist were killed in a shooting at a hospital Wednesday and announced a motive for the mass shooting. Chief Wendell Franklin says the gunman recently had back surgery and was upset with his doctor because he was still in pain.
We have also found a letter on the suspect which made it clear that he came in with the intent to kill Dr. Phillips.
The gunman was armed with an AR-style rifle, which he used to kill the doctor and three other people. He then took his own life. Police say he bought that assault-style rifle the same day as the shooting. Franklin said it took officers longer than usual to find the suspected shooter because of how big the floor of the hospital was. He said the suspect began firing as soon as he entered the building. President Biden is going to give a primetime address tonight following multiple recent mass shootings across the U.S. The White House says it's scheduled for 7:30 Eastern Time. Nearly three dozen have died in the past few weeks in Buffalo, Uvalde, Texas, and Tulsa. Biden spoke after the Texas shooting when he returned from an overseas trip. With no end in sight to rising gas prices, an unsettling new statistic is out. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy tweeted, Americans today will spend $626 million more on gasoline than 1 year ago. AAA said the national average price for gas is $4.71 a gallon, with prices rising 9 cents in 2 days. The New York Appeals Court is upholding Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction. The disgraced movie mogul claimed the judge made errors and didn't give him a fair trial. A five-judge panel unanimously upheld Weinstein's 23-year prison sentence. The 70-year-old is now jailed in California as he waits to be tried on 11 additional sex charges. A lawsuit is being filed against the U.S. Postal Service over Black Lives Matter masks that were seized by authorities. NBC News reports the suit claims Fourth Amendment rights were violated as the boxes were seized without probable cause. The masks had slogans that included "Stop killing black people" on them. They were supposed to go to many cities across the country, including Minneapolis. The California screen printer from Oakland is filing the lawsuit. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
COVID-19 remains a serious hazard in the workplace. Continue wearing face coverings in indoor spaces that are accessible to the public and wash your hands often. If you feel sick, notify your supervisor. Stay home and follow quarantine guidelines. If you contract coronavirus at work, you may qualify for workers' compensation, including medical care and other benefits. For more information, call the Department of Labor and Industries at 1-800-547-8367.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and a chance of showers and thunderstorms later on today. High temperatures around 73, 74 degrees. A little muggy out there, actually. Tonight, more clouds and the chance of showers will increase up to 60 to 70%. Low temperatures down to about 56. For Friday, showers likely, mainly afternoon, but mostly cloudy skies. Highs cooler, around 64. Wind out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. More clouds and rain will move in for Friday night. Lows down to about 53. For the weekend, more clouds and a 50% chance of showers. High temperatures in the mid-60s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring. And coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Wow. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you so much. What a great show. My friend, my colleague, host of a fantastic show, Christine Clark, is joining us here today. And I love what she's talking about. I love it. I'm going to tell you what that is in a minute. But I want to tell you a little bit about her. When I went back, I've been able to work and have had the honor of working with Christine, helping her with her show, getting things started, and then watching the evolution of the power of her message. So much so, and you all can listen to her show to know what I'm about to say, that I looked for classes in our area now that we can be like out to learn how to forge. And you'll hear what that is shortly. But what is it about her? Look, when you think about what she's done, She has forged her life in the fires of self-employment. Now, I can't even say that because first bunch of years of my life was like corporate, you know, like security, then there wasn't any. But when you are creating, you learn some things. You learn how to move beyond the mental and emotional blocks that stand between us. Now she teaches that. You know, she is the coach for your entrepreneurial life, but she's also more than that. You know, certificates in coaching, breakthrough coach, neuro-linguistic programming coaching, NLP was one of the greatest things that I've ever learned, right? And learned how to use it for myself. She has been an elite success coach, a master coach. But when you think about what she's doing and when you think about what it means to forge a life, you cannot help come up with the word, ready, your life, your transformation. That's what today's episode is about with Christine Clark. You're going to get to hear more about her, her own story, her journey, and why people love working with her. Because you have to have gone through the fire to help other people know how to get through the fire. You can't talk about getting through the fire if you've never been through it. Christine, I'm great to have you.
Oh, great to be here, Pat. Thank you. I could just listen to you forever. You just keep laying it out. I'll receive that. Yeah, thank you.
I want to start, though, with that statement because we're going to talk about transformation. And, you know,
absolutely.
What you say is transformation is the name of the game of life.
It is.
But it's very difficult. People can see what it's like to walk through the fire. That is a term everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
But to become a teacher or a mentor or a coach of others, you would have had to walk through it. And I do not know if it is possible to separate walking through the fire and transformation. So from your perspective, how do we combine them? And what have you learned about transformation other than that's the name of our network? But what have you learned about this, right?
Yeah, because we all walk through the fire. I mean, you get in these areas and these places in our life where things are just tough, they're hard, or, you know, where we do it in mass, like over the last, you know, 2 years as a country and around the world. And for me, transformation is when you choose to make it intentional, because we all are getting under pressure. We all go through the fire. And some of the things that happen to us, the way we create stories, the way we begin to operate in our lives is reactionary, or it's just because of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we are being transformed, but maybe not in the best ways and maybe not in ways that we're actually aware of.
Mm.
And transformation is when you become intentional, where you are really active in looking at what's going on with me, what do I want, what do I need to shift, and then dive into doing the work of shifting. I mean, really.
Yeah. I was looking at this here recently, and I think you said it best. I don't think any one of us could have predicted the past 3 years. You know, people say, well, it hasn't been 3 years. I'm like, yeah, it really has. I mean, it has been 3 years since we got the notion to be afraid.
Right.
Of something that we didn't know was going to be called COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But we got that notion to be afraid about 3 years ago. And yet at the same time, what people have had to do in the way you just described it, In ordinary circumstances, they would have thought impossible. But people have persevered. We have demonstrated extraordinary resilience. Is transformation, the process of it, does it help us build?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't get that resilience. You can't get that strength. You can't know that you can deal and get through it until you've been through it. And sometimes when I work with people, this seems to be one of the primary things that keeps coming up, is we get caught on how tough it is and how long we've been in this tough spot. And for me to open the window for them to see, yes, but look at what you're doing. Look at what you are able to accomplish within this tough framework. look at how strong you really are. Look at how resilient you really are, because you can't confirm beyond the shadow of a doubt what you're capable of until you're in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and what I love about this conversation is, you know, it's so timely. It's timely in a lot of ways. You know, one of the things that I was really struck by last week is Jessica, myself, and Linda, we started to look at the, you know, the forward movement we have now and what it requires. And we had a moment where we had the illusion of normalcy. We had the delusion. And so what we started to do is map out a game plan as if everything was normal. Why didn't that work? Well, it didn't work because one by one, staff members feeling real well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things are changing. And so I want you to talk about the journey of this, because when the three of us get together, it was almost like black and white. It was, you know, switch on, switch off. It was like clap on, clap off, right? That like commercial.
Right.
And that was for us a fundamental error in our logical thinking, and it was wishful. Once we got the message, we packed up, and then I'm looking at your show, and I'm saying, wait a minute. We're in the journey mode still, right? Is transformation?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you're in that curve where you've got it all planned out. You have an idea about this is what we're going to do. This is how it's going to roll forward. And then it doesn't happen that way. And the problem is, you know, in the process of the forging, you have that, the smith when he precurves that katana, and that is the precursor to be able to put on the edge. And, you know, but the analogy I love is that when you're looking at the curve, if you look down the curve, it drops away from you. You can't see nothing. You can't see past where you're at. And I think that's what happens is we have these plans. We are very careful about being able to set our projections. This is what it's going to take. This is where we want to go. Yay. And then life and business and everything starts happening and it starts coming up. Whoops, not going to work that way. Whoops, it's not going to work that way. And then we have to adjust. You have to make those shifts. Yeah. And sometimes transformation is those little tiny shifts of like just simply saying, okay, fine, let's pivot. Fine, yeah. Let's pivot. And that keeps you in motion and allows you to continue on the journey. My own personal life is in this right now. I have an elderly parent, and over the last few months, my mother's ability to manage has declined drastically. And so suddenly I'm in this full-time caretaker position, and she's 40 minutes away. And if that is not a huge being in the fire, in with managing this whole big piece has been dropped into life, and then the rest of life is still there, right? You can't, you still have clients, you still have business that needs to be managed. And what I have discovered is to just have to breathe and continue to roll forward, because anytime I get this idea about, okay, that's set, we've got it candled, boom. The next minute, the next day, it's not, you know, something new pops up. And after being kind of hammered on that way a couple of different times, it's like, okay, this is just where you're at. This is just what's needed.
You know what I love about this? Let's talk about it. Because one of the things that you mentioned, I want to get back to it. And I think, Benny, I'm going to go ahead and skip this break because I really, you know, Christine, for those of you just tuning in, thank you for doing that. Your life, your transformation with my very special guest, the host of a hit show, Christine Clark. So much more about her I want you to know. I want you to connect with her. And, you know, when I talk about people that are helping other people, she is the person that comes to mind. But what she's created in looking at forging a life, and we're going to take you through what the forging means. But what you said, I want to get to something you said, right, in a minute, and then I want to give out some information. Forging a life beyond the curve, calling in your unique destiny. I want to talk about beyond the curve because you hit a nerve in me. I spend time in the desert. I've been on vision quests in the desert. The desert, entire vast land of curves. People don't know that. You're in the desert. Doesn't it look flat?
You think it's flat.
You think it's flat.
Right.
I was never so panicked as my first vision quest when I did not pay attention to my mentor. And I journeyed
mm-hmm.
off because I saw this odd tree in the middle of a desert and I beelined it. And our mentor said, if you're going to go someplace, always look behind you. Always look at the sun. Always make sure you see your camp. And off I went. And I went up. And I went down. It's a curve. When you're at certain points of the curve, you can't see the down. But you go up, and then you go down. And then you go up, and you go down. And you know you keep an eye on the target. But what you're not watching is the impact of that. And I want to ask you this question. There is a massive, massive awakening beyond the curve.
Absolutely.
And isn't that in the sweet spot of transformation, Christine?
Yeah. Yeah. When you can get into it and realize your capabilities, realize what you're what you've done, and when you're in it, you're going for that tree, you're beelining, you're going up and down, and then you can, like, oh wow, there's a beauty in that confirmation, there's a beauty in that transformation when you get to that point. Because transformation is not ever simple, easy. It's not breezy. just go, oh, I'm transformed now. But when you get to that other side and you're able to lift your head up out of what you've been intensely working on and get that breath of fresh air, and all of a sudden you can feel it. You can feel it in your body. You know it in your soul. And it's like, oh, I'm here and I'm different. And I clearly see my capabilities. I've got a better grip on what's possible, what I can do. And it is. It's that thrilling mountaintop piece that shows up at the end.
I want to talk with you a little bit, and I want to take a short break. When we come back from break, I want to talk about how transformation does happen. I want to talk about, with you, the way you talk about the fires of life. Because I can think about those times in my life, and I know people listening today. I mean, all of you listening today, can you think of a recent fire in your life? And what I mean by that literally is it's in front of you, and somehow you're trying to figure out, do I go through it? Do I go around it? Am I going to come out on the other side okay? You know, what will help me get from where I am to where I want to go? When we come back, we're going to talk about how does this transformation happen? And how do the fires of life, the way Christine Clark talks about them and works with people, how do they take us at a place that's so much bigger than we have ever thought of, if we can figure out how to get through them? Before we go to break, Christine, how do people find out about you? Tell us about some of the events you've got going on. And I can't wait to hear you tell us how to get through the fire. How do people work with you and all of the above?
Right. You can find me on my website, which is Sunglow Transformation. I am on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook at both Coach Christine Clark and Sunglow Transformation. Find me there. Send me a message. Click on my website. We can have a one-on-one conversation and just shoot the breeze. Talk about what's going on in your life. I love to have those conversations with people. I am putting together a huge retreat. It's going to be very transformational this September, 4 days of full immersion for 24 very special participants.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm so excited about that, because when we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit of what's going to happen at that retreat.
Yeah.
You know, it is going to be, I think you're calling it Blaze, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Blaze Transformation Retreat 2022.
Yeah, there's a reason I drive an orange car. An orange SUV. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Benny, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about this idea beyond the curve. You know, in the fires of life, you all know what they're about. Everyone, we all know. It doesn't matter. You know when you're getting too close to the fire. You can feel it. Maybe you sweat. Maybe it's getting a little hot in here. Like, Benny, was that Nelly? Getting a little hot in here. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Christine's going to walk us through how do you get through it. Is it natural? What are the tools we need? And is it okay? Can anyone do it? Benny, short break. Christine, we'll be right back. Feel just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with the Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowley is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowley.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belf on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
That's what we're talking about. Thank you, Benny. Christine, thank you so much. Christine Clark is joining me here today. I want to make sure that if you're in the middle of the fire and you want to know, is there a way for me to come out on the other side unscathed, come out on the other side please get a hold of Christine. There are ways for you to work with her. Whether you work with her as an Ignite Breakthrough coach or NLP coach or transformational coach or all of the above, she has more tools to help you than you can imagine. You know, look, this is about stepping up your own game, your personal game, maybe your personal life. Maybe it's about your work life. Maybe it's about fulfillment. Maybe it's about forging your significant life. Please go to sunglowtransformation.com, sunglowtransformation.com, or you can send an email to forgingalifewithcoachchristine@gmail.com. But go to the website. If you want some help now, 1-800-930-2819. Christine, I want to get to this part here, this like in the fires of life, because I was sharing with you that there are going to be fires in life, but how long we actually stay in the fire, immobilized, right, is directly related to what we can learn to move through it. Tell us about that.
Yeah, because life is going to throw stuff at us, and we're going to react. We're going to be in the fire, kind of like my own situation. You know, it just happens, right? And we get in it. And the part that I know you can resonate with, Pat, is when you're in it, it can seem like this is forever, like there's no way out, like this is the end, like this has got to be my life always, and that's never true. There are simple things you can do, like simply taking an action. Any action in any direction can kind of break things loose for you. Also, understanding that there are these periods of intenseness that when you're in it, it can feel like it's going to last forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yet, the next day, 2 days from now, there's a break. Mm-hmm. There's a natural breath that life takes. There is a natural release of something, whatever your situation you're dealing with, takes a step back. And in those moments, you have the opportunity to take a deep breath, to get some clarity, and to realize and see that there's something else that you can do. There's a way out.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging in there until you get that second wind is so essential. And also being willing to take action, do something different than maybe what you're doing. And the key is any action changes what's present, any action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, this is really for us today to really take a look at this and think about it. You know, let's have a moment to really tap into thoughts, if we could. Because a lot of times we don't realize that our thoughts translate into what we see in our minds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they translate into actual words that we may either speak or not speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they may be embedded in the belief. What would be a belief? I'm not enough. Let's just say that. And then as a result of all of that, we take an action that's based on what we've created.
Right. Right. Yeah. And if the action is that I'm not enough, the belief is this is what is, there's no way out. It can be so, it's almost like imprisoning, you know, it can be so caught in there. And again, that breath, that peace that can shift everything, even if you're taking an act, you know, taking action. I'm having a hard time coming up with an illustration that just resonates
well,
with me right now.
Well, let's talk to it for a minute, because 9 times out of 10, and I know this is something you teach people, is that usually there's an outside catalyst.
Absolutely.
Now, it doesn't mean that it happened like immediately, but there's something in the outside world that pops something up within us, right, that will give us a new level of awareness. Maybe it'll give us a new notion of, wow, that does not feel good, or maybe it will tell us that does feel good.
Right.
And, you know, look, I went through the past 2 years wearing a mask, and I did not get sick, not with anything. And the place that I play my sport removed the masks recently, and I got sick. And no matter what the test said, I did not believe that it was not COVID. Now, it wasn't. It was this new strain of flu, which lasted 4 weeks. But my mind, right? Everything about what was going on, all the symptoms, that, right? I stayed away from the office. Right? I mean, because 3 years, we've been told. We've been told.
That's what it is, right.
If you're coughing, if you don't breathe, and yet, I wasn't even on top of the fact that it wasn't that. Like, four tests.
You were so prepared, right, yeah.
Everybody was like,
ready for
not
it.
That.
Yeah.
But that catalyst, what did that do? That popped up so many thoughts, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can take those thoughts, and I could have stayed with it, I could have ruminated, I could have done it. But I kind of chuckled a little bit at myself, and I said, wow, Pat. You did not come out of these 3 years unscathed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is just one thing. There are many things. There are things that happen at work. How about relationships, Christine? Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
right.
My God. Come on. You know, how about relationships? But what we're talking about is this. No matter what it is, the catalyst, don't we gain awareness through it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Always. Always. And I love that you were able to say, wow, all this is showing up in my head because I did finally get sick and my whole psyche says this is COVID, even though it's not. And but you're able to realize the impact of the last several, you know, 3 years that you've been taking this in and expecting it, waiting for it. And even though that wasn't what it was, that was what it felt like. And that catalyst, for me, when I was last month preparing for my own show, which is the fourth Tuesdays of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific, that was one of the weeks when I also had to do a presentation for another event. And that was a week where my mother really was in deep need. And I had all of this work to do and had all this time that was required of me to spend with her. And I tell you, Pat, I was sure that I was sunk, that I was not going to be able to create anything that would be of value, that I was going to, you know, I didn't have the time. I was stressed out. Every time I thought I had a couple of moments, a phone call would come in and I'd have to go again. And it was just, I was just spiraling down and out. And then came the day where I had a few hours in the evening and I had the time to sit down and actually do the creative work of putting together a program, the creative work of putting together a talk. And then it was done. It was like, oh, hey, I did it. I had the time.
Yeah.
And the catastrophizing and the feeling of I'm SOL. But then I had them 2 hours and the time to actually focus on this thing, do the creative work, and boom, it was fine. It
yeah.
was all fine. There is enough time. What I can do will be enough. And the lesson for me is that whatever time I can put to something is of value.
Yeah.
And I can get things done in a much shorter period of time if that's all the time I have. Look at what I can do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, isn't this great? For us, I know one of the things that, you know, I hear you saying is people say just breathe. But for me, it's even more than that. It's like I have to hit the pause button. And it's not like a real pause button, but it's an imaginary pause button. It's an energetic pause button, mm-hmm. you know, where I can see myself hitting it and giving myself relief. And when we do that, that helps us. It helps us. It helps us remember. It helps us, you know, get revelations. It helps us to greater understanding. Because let me ask you this question. I'm not sure, and maybe you can talk to it. When we go through transformational phases or journeys or whatever you'd like to call it, there is a new level of understanding that
Absolutely.
Comes out on the other side of
Always.
The
Always. Always.
Mm-hmm.
always. And I love when we can be intentional about transformation, when we can take the time to say, I'm going to do this. Like, you know, your journey in the desert, you intentionally say, I'm going to go do this retreat. When people come to Iowa in September to be at the Blaze retreat, this is an intentional setting time aside to do this. But when you're in it in life, I mean, life is putting us in these situations mm-hmm. where we are in deep transformation because of what's happening. It's also because of the intensity of what's going on, what's being present in life, actually kind of removes you from the rest of your life. It's kind of like that separation. And then when you are able to get that breath and step back into life or take that break, you have a new perspective on everything else that's going on in your life yeah. because of this one piece. And transformation happens beautifully that way too.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I want to do, Benny, I want to take a break when we come back. I would love, Christine, for you to walk through, you know, Transformation with Forging a Life, the program that you yeah. take people through, because people are going to be able to hear exactly what it means at each phase of this, right?
Right.
What does it mean when you're at this first place? What does that look like? And then how does it all come together to get us out the other end? And I want to remind everybody that, I love that you're doing this transformation retreat this year, Blaze. Yes. And write this down, everybody, September 22nd to the 25th, I believe it is. But correct. if you go check it out with Christine, you can go to sunglowtransformation.com, mm-hmm. get a hold of her. When we come back, she's going to walk us through a phenomenal process that is transforming the lives of the people she's working with, how it works and why it works. So we're going to take a short break, Benny. When we come back, more with Christine Clark, Transformation with Forging a Life. We'll be right back.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
With me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit BrettBevel.com.
Illuminate your inner framework now with Shelley Hofberg and Stephanie Salt on the show Intuitive Diagnostics on Psychic Horizons. For you to find the keys to your highest path, it is vital that you see what is happening within your inner metric of you and those around you. They'll help you utilize soul architecture so that you can unravel the highest plan of life actualization for you. Manifest your unique life mission now every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Denae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. and I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenae.com. That's DENEE.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so really great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on. Your Life, Your Transformation, my very special guest, also host of an incredible show, Christine Clark. Before we talk about, you're going to walk us through this process.
Yeah.
And it is the process you use when you work with people, you work with groups. Okay. This is what you teach. This is the program you take them through. This is also part of what they'll be able to learn at the retreat as well, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I want to ask you this question. The process itself, when you think about it, is so informative. But what I was really struck by, at the end of each phase, there is a very specific outcome that you can almost touch and feel. Can you take us through the program and explain it to folks?
Yeah, because when in Fortune Life, working with that, it's one of the ways that we're intentional about our transformation. We're doing this because we want a different outcome. And the first thing is, you know, we have a galvanized vision. We just have a vision to really get crystal clear on what we want to bring to fruition. And when you layer this it with senses, not just having a picture in your head, but also smell, sound, touch, and you can even do taste, then you have this vision, which is connected to the senses, and that really instills it in the cellular level of your body. So that it accesses your subconscious, brings forward all the things that you need to be able to achieve your vision. And then we talk about, you know, the initial forging, which is what has happened so far in our life, and it's recognition, acknowledgement of life influences and the stories that our brain have fabricated in reaction to the events of our lives that maybe at one time served us, and maybe they still do, or maybe they don't, right?
Right.
But when we look at that, then this part of the transformation is to openly accept, you know, our life, what it has been, what is this now, and then what's present in the moment.
Yeah.
And because this is where we're starting from. What needs to change? What do we need to let go of?
I think it's fascinating, too, because what we're talking about in real terms is we can really dwell and ruminate. You know, people really look at me oddly when I talk about my stint with homelessness, and I'm half smiling about it. And, you know, anything we get through, the way that you're talking about it, everything that touches us, we have a choice of how we get through it and how we want to hold it in our consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And holding something in our consciousness, how did you say it, that no longer serves us?
Right.
It's just the accumulation of all those things that no longer serves us. And boy, doesn't that feel heavy.
Yeah.
And that's heavy, and that he ain't not my brother. That is heavy.
Right. And until we can say, whoo, I mean, I can actually make a choice to not carry that around anymore, to not live with that as my go-to. It's freeing. It's liberating. It's amazing. But it happens so innately through life, and we build like those stories. And then, right, what do we do with it? How do we do with it?
Yeah. You know, as you've worked with people to walk through these, right, and walk through these, you know, we take about this galvanized vision you talk about,
mm-hmm.
and then we jump to, I think, what you call initial forging. Right. See, I love that word. And there may be a lot of people that are not relating to that word, but initial forging is initial formation.
Right.
See, between these two pieces here, you're talking about this recognition of these life influences, like these stories.
Mm-hmm.
We fabricate stuff, don't we?
All the time. I mean, that's what our brain is meant to do. It's a meaning-making machine, and it takes the information and it makes meaning out of it. Sometimes it's good stuff, and sometimes it's just like, really? Yeah, it happens. It happens. And then, right.
So when we look at this and we get this sense of openly accepting our lives in the present moment, so powerful, Christine. I mean, that right there is so powerful. That doesn't mean we're done. And now we're getting to creating the curve, that thing we talked
right.
about earlier.
Yeah.
And there are different parts of it. There is creating the curve, the pre-curve. Tell us about what this is, because this is, I think this is really a tipping point of the process.
Absolutely.
Right? It's almost like, what's that game like we used to play as kids, and you go, 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 and then you hit something, and then you have to go back to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular step, and this particular phase, and what you teach people, isn't this where people to really start to convert and transform wants and desires into action?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because it's an exploration of what trail do I want to blaze? You know, what direction do I want to go to bring to fruition this vision that I've created? And if you take your vision like 5 years out, you can backwards engineer it. Where do I need to be in 3 years? What has to be happening in 2 years, 1 year? And then it gets really crystal clear on the steps to take. But it's declaring and prioritizing needs, wants, desires, and then forming actionable steps around those. So you're honoring yourself and becoming intentional about your life to move yourself forward along that curve. And it's the pre-curve is just like kind of setting up the game plan. So now, you know, it's set. So now you can start taking those steps to straighten things out and bring it to fruition.
Mm. You know, how do you find this particular step for people? And I'm sure there are just a series of things, but it really does set us up for the next fun stuff, the next step, which actually is a bit fun. Even when I watch it in real life and I watch it happening in the process of creating something, this is where people really get to smile, maybe jump up and down a little bit. It's like a light bulb goes on and then the sun goes on. Tell us about this.
Oh, yeah.
When the internal thing starts to move.
Yeah, when the internal shifts start happening, that's when it really becomes get really, really real. I mean, in the pre-curve, it's very intellectual. We're planning, we're creating, we're setting up the path to walk, and it's like, oh. And then the internal shifts drop down into our body, and it's a deep work that's required to unchain those anchors that have been holding us back, to really shift those stories that we created. And it is liberating work, and we feel it. And when you feel that you've got a new perspective, when you understand, it's where people get to pull out all of their qualities that have allowed them to not just survive but thrive and bring them to where they are now. It's like, look at all these gifts, talent, skills I have because of what I went through. Now I can use these to go forward.
Mm. You know, there are many ways that we can take a look at what happens with folks when they have these moments of ahas and awakening. And for you as a coach, I mean, you get to see it coming, right?
Yeah.
You get, right? I mean, it's almost like you know when somebody is like right on the edge and then they get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, first of all, it's so rewarding, but then it really opens up the door for massive transformation, right? Once we can get to this internal shift, and I just want to ask you, a lot of times when we talk about these, Christine, people think we're talking about every single thing in our lives. We can be just talking about like one thing.
Oh, yeah. My analogy on coaching is, you know, it can be very surface. You can think that, you know, you're just clearing up a blemish on your chin, and actually you end up doing heart surgery. I mean, it's just the teeniest things can take us right down to the core, which is exciting in front of the coach. I love that.
And, you know, and let's talk about how we come full circle, because, you know, part of this too, as we're looking at now coming to the release part, the grinding, clean, this letting go of even the tiniest of edges that are not going to serve us anymore, right? This is also a very important process, because there's a certain level of knowing that you have to have to really let go and then allow for the power of manifestation and new growth to come through.
Absolutely.
Tell us about the manifestation stories that happen here.
When you can let go of those things that are not serving you, when you can get crystal clear on the actions to take, the direction you're going, and allow everything else to fall away, life gets really clean and it gets simplified. And the ability to understand or to have this focus allows you, as things continue to come at you, which they will because you're in life, to be able to say, oh, that's not for me. That's not for me. That is for me. And it just helps when we let go of even, you know, our stories, our disempowering stories, then we can pick up empowering stories. When we let go of beliefs and fears that are simply holding us down, we are free to move forward. And we're also free to engage with our courage, engage with our best possible self. And it's that uplift, you know, when you can shine bright and know, oh, I'm going to make it. I'm going there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and the reason that this is so important for so many is because we're talking about a process that is going to really create inner change for outer change results.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about what you do. You're not the type of person that works on inner things that don't show an outcome, because the whole idea of forging is an outcome thing.
Right.
You know, when you look at the forging process, you're starting with, I've seen some of these folks start with steel, and I don't even understand it. Some of them are layers, and they just blocks of something. They just look like they're just a little block of something.
Mm-hmm.
And as they go through the process, you know, the fine-tuning that happens along the way gets you to the place that you want to go, right? Sometimes it turns out exactly the way you thought, and sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
And the process you're talking about in helping people, the difference between getting close to your target or not close to the target, to me, I've never been able to do it without working with somebody to help me. I don't see myself properly, right? And that's what we're talking about today. Also, this is what you're going to be doing. You do this every day in your coaching practice, but you're going to do this in the retreat as well. You have a little secret in the retreat. I think this would be a good time to tell everybody about it.
Yeah. We are on day three. We are actually, each of the participants are going to be able to go to the forge shop and put the iron in the fire and under guidance hammer on it, and they're going to be able to create a hook, create a dish, create something that will be a token that they can bring home with. It'll be a symbol of what they experienced at the retreat, but also they're going to do something that very, very few people have ever done, is to actually put iron in the fire, pull it out with what they call tongs, hit it with a hammer, and shape it.
Wow.
And the fun of that is you're doing something totally outside your experience. So it's brand new. All of the normal fears, am I going to get it right? Am I going to do it wrong? But you're going to have the opportunity to create with fire and then have something to take with you and say, look what I did.
Yeah.
So look what I can do.
Yeah,
I get the shivers.
I did too. I mean, I saw that you were doing that, and then Howard's going to walk people through that.
Yeah, Howard, my husband, he's the master smith. Yeah.
Because people will be able to see, if I hit this way, it will create this. Mm-hmm. If I hit it this way, it'll create this. If I keep it in the fire too long, it will do this. I mean, they'll actually be able to take what you actually teach them and walk them through your process. And they'll be able to see exactly what the results are,
right.
How to change them, how to tweak them, how to take things off that are not, you know, serving you. And in some cases, man, if you grind that blade too much and it gets too thin, you know. You got to do something different. You know it's never going to get you to that ultimate place. And I have found that in my life. I have taken some points in my life, and I have made the blade of how much time I have in my world so thin that when I actually went to do something, it cracked, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
But that's what we're talking about. I so love this. You know, how do people sign up? We didn't tell them how they sign up.
Right now, the only link to that landing page to sign up for their retreat is on Transformation Talk Radio.
Wow.
Go to my host profile, and it's listed there, the Blaze Transformation Retreat 2022. And on there is the link to take you to the landing page, learn more about it. All the information's there. We will be putting that out in more places over the next couple of weeks, but right now it's only here.
Right. I love it. And we're going to talk more about it. There's so much more. We just gave folks a little sneak peek. Christine, thank you so much. I mean, you know, there's so much that we relate to, but the thing that's really important, you actually help people transform their lives, and that is really what you're known for. It's not only relatable, but it gives people very new language that's impersonal that they can understand the process of, and the retreat sounds like it's totally going to be a blast. I love it. I want to ask you this. Again, let's give out your website. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with?
My website is Sunglow Transformation, and you can find me there, Coach Christine Clark. If you want to change your life, you know, and live a new experience, if you want to shift or change, whether it's large or small, to have that fulfillment, peace, joy, love, energy, to serve the world, you know, you can transform yourself. You know, your metamorphosis brings to fruition all that you desire. And, everything that you need is already within you now. And I think that's the important part. All that's needed is that outside catalyst to break the crust, you know, move those blocks and ignite your torch. And everybody absolutely has what it takes to get where they want to go.
Wow. Christine, thank you so much for everything you do. I'm looking forward to this upcoming retreat. We're going to get lots of information out there. So exciting to learn how to transform with an expert, Christine Clark. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you, Pat. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody that's put their hands on making this show happen.
Yep.
Daniel, Olivia, Benny, thank you all so much, right? And I want to thank all of you for being the best audience on the planet. You are sending us your list of topics that you want to hear more about. We're going to let you know in a little 30-second commercial how you can do that even better. We are here to get to you what you want to hear more about. And don't forget,
the views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your alternative talk AM 1150 traffic update for around this hour. The morning rush is now past us. We still, however, have on 405 northbound just after the I-5 in Tukwila. It's heavy through those S-curves and up through the Kennedale Hill. We do have that construction still going on around the VMAX, so it's still heavy and pushes through eventually after the I-90. Stay tuned, though. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and she's opening up the phone lines and taking your calls for mini angel readings on the Dr. Pat Show. That's coming up next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden is going to give a primetime address tonight following multiple recent mass shootings across the U.S. The White House says it's scheduled for 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Nearly three dozen have died in the past few weeks in Buffalo, Uvalde, Texas, and Tulsa. Tulsa Police Chief Wendell Franklin says it took officers longer than usual to find the suspected shooter because of how big the floor of the hospital was. Four people were killed in the shooting.
There were two physicians, yes. There was a receptionist and there was a patient.
One of the victims died holding the back door of the hospital open so others could escape. Texas lawmakers will dig into the Texas school shooting. State Senator Paul Bettencourt is one of them.
This will be a serious effort to look at exactly what happened, what went wrong.
But missing from the meetings are the state lawmakers who represent the town of Uvalde. State Senator Roland Gutierrez called that a slap in the face. In a statement, he says a decision against calling a special session is merely a stall tactic from the governor's office because it means that no bills will be passed. Famous attorney Michael Avenatti is getting more time in prison for stealing from his client, porn star Stormy Daniels. Scott Pringle has more.
Michael Avenatti told the judge he made several mistakes and read an apology letter written to his former client, Stormy Daniels. He stole $300,000 from Daniels and was found guilty of wire fraud. The judge said Avenatti betrayed Daniels in a despicable way and then sentenced him to 4 years in prison, which is what prosecutors were recommending. Avenatti previously made national headlines representing Daniels in connection to an alleged affair she had with Donald Trump. Scott Pringle at New York.
A mural of Prince will be unveiled tonight in downtown Minneapolis. It's a 100-foot-tall art display of the late entertainer. The mural ceremony kicks off the return of Paisley Park's annual celebration. It will last for the next 4 days, filled with concerts, celebrity panels, and in-studio recording sessions. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Did you know that most adults with autism are unemployed, and a major hurdle is the lack of job opportunities? That's why Autism Speaks is teaming up with Lee Container, the J. Donald and Laurel Lee Family Foundation Fund, and Delivering Jobs to create a more inclusive workforce in the U.S. Are you an HR professional, community leader, or business owner? Join us in creating a workforce where people of all abilities can contribute and thrive. To learn more, visit autismspeaks.org/employment.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and a chance of showers and thunderstorms later on today. High temperatures around 73, 74 degrees. A little muggy out there, actually. Tonight, more clouds, and the chance of showers will increase up to 60 to 70%. Low temperatures down to about 56. For Friday, showers likely, mainly afternoon, but mostly cloudy skies. Highs cooler, around 64. Wind out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. More clouds and rain will move in for Friday night. Lows down to about 53. For the weekend, more clouds and a 50% chance of showers. High temperatures in the mid-60s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat, and we have an action-packed show because we're going to talk about your angels, how they support you, how you can communicate with them, how you can learn about angel first aid techniques, and just change your life. When you welcome your angels into your life changes. It becomes more expressive. It becomes easier. Do you know that the angels told me, specifically Archangel Michael, that life is easy? We just don't know how to live it. So the angels are going to tell you very effective ways to live your life easier, happier, more prosperous, and that's what we're going to be all about today. So, Benny, do you want to tell them how to call in and get the names of their three angels in a little mini reading?
Sure thing. Will do. And welcome back to the air with us on Transformation Talk Radio and, of course, KKNW here in the Seattle area. You can join us for a mini angel reading, yes, with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, 800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819 for mini angel readings. And Sue and I would love to have you.
Absolutely. And you, when you know the names of your three angels that are chosen for you based on your life's purpose, and you are following their guidance, life just gets easier. It just goes without wrinkles. It goes without speed bumps. Things just, you thrive. It's such a new experience, or if you've already had angel contact, it just elevates you. It takes your energy higher. And when you're talking about the law of attraction, and everybody wants to be in the law of attraction because that's where success and prosperity comes, you need your to elevate your vibrations. And that's what connecting with your angels does. Gives you support, gives you guidance, gives you love. Angelic love is unbelievably wonderful. And so call in and let's tell you how to make your life better. We'll give you a little angelic makeover and see how that works. Until we get our first call, though, we're going to talk about how do you communicate with your angels. If you had as a child or even as an adult, but if you had a aha, oh, a knowing, or a message came out of nowhere, and usually it comes from the upper right, but out of nowhere, and you just got some guidance. That's from your angels. Sometimes women say it's woman's intuition. I say it's probably an angelic message. And men say it's a gut reaction or a hunch, and I say it's an angelic message. So, and learning how to decipher whether it is a angelic message or your intuition or a hunch, that's interesting. And if you can, I'm hearing in the background from the angels that there's someone out there who is working on inventions. And if you're working on inventions, let your angels help you. Gabriel, is the messenger angel, the archangel. And he works for inventions, art, creativity. Bettina works for creativity. That's B-E-T-T-I-N-A, Bettina, the angel of creativity. So let those angels help you. And Benny, are we still clear? Should I keep going?
Oh, actually, we have our first caller of the hour. And let's give out that number again for those listening and for mini angel readings with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is happening right now. It's 800-930-2819. We will take now Julia calling in from LA. Hi, Julia.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Have you ever gotten your angel name?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, let's start with that. So you do have that Archangel Michael that we were talking about earlier, and Michael is the top archangel. He's the angel of guidance, protection, and divine justice.
Okay.
He basically is the angel that works with me, the one that I've had in my life all my life. And so that's the first one. The second one is Sarah, who's the angel of harmony. And she's telling me that when there's harmony in your life, you just float along. And when there isn't, it really catches you. Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, so they got you. All right. And then your money angel is Jeremiah, and Jeremiah is the angel of financial security. So he's a wonderful angel to have. Do you have a question for the angels?
I'm just, I kind of feel stuck currently in life. I just don't know what to do. Is there any messages for me?
Well, when you say stuck, can you give me, I need a little more information.
I'm just
talking about relationships.
Well,
you know what the angels, I was going to give you a list, and the angels said all of the above. So.
Yes. Just love life, work, career. I just feel like nothing's really going the way I want it to. I don't know. I just feel like nothing that I want to create is coming into my life. So.
Okay. So that's a big ticket here. But here we go. And one of the things that I do is I always give a Dr. Pat special where you pay for 1 half hour and you get the second one at no charge. So let me give you my 800 number, and this is just for the session consultation, and that's 800-323-1790. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Okay. So I think we should really delve in, find out what's going on, and correct it. And I can do that. With the help of the angels, I can give you, how about a makeover for all areas of your life, and bring you greater prosperity. That's what they're saying. But also, it's about elevating your vibrations. If you say, angels, raise my vibrations an octave, it's like a musical octave. Angels, raise my vibrations an octave. Let's get your vibrations up higher, because if you're low and the things that you're looking for are higher, they're going to miss you.
Right.
Yeah. So do that. Angels, raise my vibrations an octave. You want to do it now?
Sure.
Okay. And I'll monitor it and see how it works.
Okay. Angels, raise my vibrations.
An octave. There you go.
Woo!
Okay, so I felt them go up. So say that a couple times a day. Let's get you in a better place. You can use that number, and we'll do a couple of sessions and really delve into each area of your life. And you have some blocks there, and we can reverse those. We can get in and find out what they are. It's amazing. Angels do things quickly, easily. They have a whole lot more guidance than we do down here. So, does that help?
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, I'm going to give you one more message, though. Their message is go for it. Yep, give me a call. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take
care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, Julia, for joining the show today in mini angel readings from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. And you can join us right here, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And, Sue, we just have a couple of minutes before our first break, by the way.
Okay. All right. So we're talking about communicating with your angels and how to do that. One thing that if you're looking for something, if you have a goal in mind, or if you're looking to, someone out there is trying to pay off their credit cards, or if you're looking for a new car or something like that, talk to the angels before you go to bed at night. So talk to them, because they don't sleep. They can work on it all night. Or if you have a question, you can ask the question to the angels before you go to sleep at night. And see if it comes to you in the morning, or it may not come just from the angels. It may come from a phone call, or it may come from another situation, like if you're looking for a job or something like that, if you're changing careers. This is all about guidance. It's about insight. It's about just moving with the flow. There's two ways to go. There's push and there's flow. And most likely, if things aren't going the way you'd like, you've been in push, trying to get this and trying to get that, and working on this and working on that, and being stuck like the lady we just talked to. let's get in the flow. Because once you're in the flow, miracles start to happen. And before we go to break, I'm going to take each of you and I'm going to say, get on Miracle Watch. When we have a verdict for a trial, you're on Verdict Watch. When you have a tornado, you're on Tornado Watch. I'm putting you on Miracle Watch. Watch for miracles. Little miracles bring larger miracles. So if a little miracle happens, you find a feather, you find a penny, you get the right phone call, something good happens, be appreciative, thank the angels. Annette is the angel of thankfulness. And then move on and wait for the bigger miracles because they are coming. All right, Benny, how'd we do? We run you right up to break?
Yeah, we did perfect, right up to the break.
Okay.
And if you'd like to join us, the numbers are open, 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's opening up the lines and doing mini angel readings right here for you, 800-930-2819. And we'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
Form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Are you looking to gain wisdom and commit to discovering your best self? What does success mean to you? With authenticity, integrity, and compassion, Mita Johnson helps guide you in working toward your unique vision of success. Mita is a spirit-based intuition lead and success coach. Work with Mita to uncover your unique life's purpose. Schedule a free discovery call with Mita at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. We have an action-packed show today. We're talking about how to talk to your angels, how to manifest from your angels, how to be on Miracle Watch, and just how to make your life better. So I'm going to take a break right here, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about me. If you haven't heard me before, I had a near-death experience as a child, and from that time on, I've been able to hear, see, and feel the presence of angels. And they're, can give me at your fingertips advice and guidance, which I pass on to you. So my website, if you'd like to follow along, is theangellady.net. That's theangellady.net. And my 800 number, if you'd like to book a session. And we always have a Dr. Pat special where you pay for one half hour and the second half hour is at no charge. So it's a free half hour. And you can accomplish a lot in an hour with the angels because they can get right to the core of your situation and tell me how to help you change it around, give you some angel first aid techniques. So try out the Dr. Pat special. That number is 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790. And that's just for the consultation and session, not to call into the radio show, which we're doing right now. But I also want to say that if you go to my website, theangellady.net, and one of the choices on the menu is Ask Sue, and you fill out that form, then I will send you an angel first aid techniques. I'll send you a list of the techniques. If you'd like a list of the angels just in the question area, ask for a list of the angels. There's 120 angels that I have. And I can send them to you, and then you'll know which angel to call on. Because it's really important to know exactly what you want. I mean, if you wouldn't go to a dentist if you had a problem with your foot. You know, you would go to the right specialist. So we have angel specialists, and I have identified about 120 of them. They're all on the list. It tells you what they do and how they can help you. And angels are available for just about anything. They can help you study, take a test. They can help you with prosperity, with your health, with bringing greater joy to your life, with your children, with your pets. We have angels for just about anything. And before I went on air, I was asking the angels what I should talk about, and they were telling me to talk about the book that's on Amazon, printed by Amazon and on Amazon, and it's called Angel First Aid RX, like prescription, for miracles, because we're talking about miracles today. So that's Angel First Aid RX for miracles. And it's the second edition, our Expert Miracles second edition. And it's in hardcover, it's in paperback, and it's on Kindle. So get that book. It has 12 chapters in it, and it's about affirmations, techniques, which angels to call on for almost anything you want. It's got relationships, attracting soulmates. It's got that's the word they use, so we're going to go with issues around health and prosperity. It's got a chapter on prosperity. It's got a chapter on relationships. It's got a chapter on taking care of your pets and dealing with your pets. And just about anything, communication, just about anything you would want to know about, which angel to call on, how to find them, and techniques to use to make your life better, all in that book. So find a way to get access to it. You can also, there's a link on my website, theangellady.net, and you can go right to the page on Amazon. And have it with you. It's like a little, I don't know if you call it a workbook or it's just a little handbook, but it something that you'll want to have and something that you'll want to give as gifts. Several parents have given it to their children going off to college. It's just a wonderful gift as well. Okay. Anyone there, Benny, or do we keep going?
We can keep going, but let me give out the number, 800-930-2819 for mini angel readings with Sue Storm. She'd love to have you on here, 800-930-2819.
Take advantage of that. Call in. You know, you're going to get some really good free advice. So here we go. All right. We're talking about how to communicate with your angels. And now let's talk about the benefit of communicating with your angels, and which is why we were talking about the book as well. So do you need inner peace? Do you need guidance? Do you need insight? Do you just want to know more? Do you want to access your gifts, your own gifts? Everyone comes here with a set of gifts that are unique to them, and your angels can help you find those gifts. And again, once you find them, your life runs smoother and easier. So accelerating your spiritual path. Don't stay stuck. Move. Get move forward. Get on a spiritual path. It's delightful. I was talking to a lady in the Netherlands because I work with people all over the world. I was talking to a lady in the Netherlands today, and I said, let me just do a healing on you. Let me just send you some energy. And she could feel it. She said, I felt the smile. I felt the tingle, and I felt the smile. So if you are in a situation where you need a smile and things aren't going great, let me know. And if they are going great and you just want more success, if you want mentoring, you know, I do have a mentoring program. So if you want somebody just to be there for you, encourage you, support you in your business, in your work, in your life, let the angels do it. All right. Now let's see. We're going to talk about a couple of the techniques. One of them is an affirmation, I am a mighty money magnet. And you say it with enthusiasm like you're a strong magnet. You don't want to be a weak magnet. If you're asking, you're a mighty money magnet. And then the second one is drawing dollar signs. So put your hand out in front of you, arm out in front of you, with your index finger straight out, and just start drawing dollar signs. Draw large ones. Draw small ones. Draw... Get your whole body into it. Get your mind really set on wealth. Another thing you can do is tap on your temples and give yourself permission to be wealthy. I wonder if you've gotten permission. When you were younger, did you hear people say or your parents say, we don't have enough, money doesn't grow on trees, you know, that type of thing? Or did you get permission to be wealthy? And so, you know, they say the rich get richer, you know, that little one, it's because they grew up with being okay with being rich, being comfortable with it. And you can only manifest what your body is comfortable with. So if your mind is thinking, I want this, I want that, or I can do this and I can do that, but your body isn't comfortable. So that's what we do. We teach you how to get your body comfortable. And even with a certain dollar amount, do you wonder why people win contests or win the lottery and then they lose their money or the money goes away or something happens? It's because their body isn't adjusted to it. So let's help you do that. Let's help your body get adjusted to it. Hey, Benny, how you doing? Is your body adjusted to making bunches of money?
You know it is. I'm trying to do that right now, as a matter of fact. I'm actually fixing up my house and going to be most likely putting it on the market here very shortly. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so there's my opportunity right there.
Good. So yeah. Let me tell you, Calvin is the angel of real estate.
All right, okay.
Okay, and if you want to bring someone, I tell you the people to put... Archangel Raphael on the roof. Think of him on the roof calling in the buyer.
All right.
And let him do that for you.
All right, I'll let the neighbors know so I don't look like I'm a weirdo up there, you know, yelling at him, hey, Calvin, where are you, buddy? Help me out. I think that's kind of like what I would do.
There you go. He's good at it.
I bet. I'm going to tune him in. So 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. The lines are open and ready for you. We're actually at a break right now at the bottom of the hour. And if you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you. Again, 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. We'll be right back with more from Sue.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at ElizabethCunningham.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you having difficulty feeling at home in your own home? Join Annette Rigolo and Dr. Pat in Enlightened Environments, Optimizing from the Outside In, as they present a deep dive into the various vibrations of the Earth, along with man-made energies that impact our lives. Using the diamond dowsing method, we will utilize specific vibrations to elevate our own homes to support us and expand us with their energy. Join us every third Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to make your home, home.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
To awaken your magic within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Teaching big faith, now the angel boy has gone astray.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we're talking about angels, how they can help you, what they can do, how important they are. So if you want to change your life, if you want a total makeover, let your angels come in, embrace them, love them, let them love you, and just see how things change. And in every area of your life, in every area of your life. So we're going to talk a little bit about a vision statement now. And But before we do that, Benny, why don't you give out the number in case someone wants to call, and we'll work on their vision statement with them.
Yeah, actually, you can hold on the vision statement. We are now full. Thankfully, the last break did the trick. I called in Calvin and probably another angel to help us bring out our listeners. So we did that. So 800-930-2819 is the number. Once we relieve one call and move on to the next one, there we go. So we'll take Katie, who's calling in from Atlanta. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you all?
Oh, I'm good today. I'm wonderful. So how's the weather in Atlanta? It's really nice up here.
Oh, it is really hot. It's really muggy. Yeah, it's like you need umbrella. It's nice.
So how can I help you? Have you gotten the names of your angels in the past?
I'm not sure, but I do some of the techniques you guys are saying. Like last night, like I tell my angels or my subconscious what I want to, what I need guidance on, and I have different dreams. So I do definitely talk to my angels. I definitely know I have angels. But I do need some help with something.
Okay. Well, let me give the names of your particular angels
sure.
for your life's purpose, and then we'll go into what you need. How about that? Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Sure. Thank you.
So you have Raphael, which is an archangel mm-hmm. of healing and compassion, and they tell uh-huh. me you're very compassionate. And then you mm-hmm. have Caroline, who's the angel of positive thinking. And if there's two ways to look at it, you'll pick the positive way. And then your archangel, you've got two archangels. That's interesting. It also is Gabriel, messages and communication. Anyone with two archangels really has a definite life purpose. And then your money angel is Timothy, and Timothy is the angel of good fortune. So
okay.
abundance and good fortune. Okay. Now tell me about your little issue, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay, I'm thinking about moving to Charlotte, North Carolina. So I'm currently in Atlanta, Georgia. And, of course, I mean, you know, we want things, so we kind of tell the angels our intentions. But I'm in the process of attracting a new position. But I just don't, my lease is up like in October, and I'm just trying to figure out, am I being guided to move there? Will I have the funds to move there, or how do I track the funds to move there? Or am I just being guided to move somewhere else in Georgia?
Okay. All right. So right away, when you said you were moving to Charlotte, North Carolina, the angel mm-hmm. started nodding my head, yes. Yes.
Okay.
So that's I don't know how you picked it, but you picked the right one, and that's a good move. And we were talking just mm-hmm. before you and I were talking in the air, I was talking about a vision statement. So you can make a mm-hmm. vision statement for yourself. Like companies have a mission statement. So it is my mm-hmm. vision to live in North Carolina in a beautiful home or however you want to make your vision. And then keep your vision,
okay.
say it to yourself, and keep it available. Say it before you go to bed at night if you want. Say it when you get up in the morning. And then as far as the – go ahead. I'm sorry. Did I –
No. I was just wondering because I feel I'm moving this year, Belle, but I guess I'll just see if I get the funds or whatever to move there.
Okay. So we're going to watch for miracles also. And,
okay.
And if you wanted to call me for the two sessions for the Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, did you get
uh-huh.
my 800 number or –
So it's a different 800 number from right now. You can give it to me.
Okay, 800-323-1790.
Okay,
800-323-1790.
Okay.
And we mm-hmm. can work on, we'll ask the angel for guidance, and we'll figure out where's the best way for you to get the money. But Timothy is the angel of good fortune. Jeremiah
okay.
is the angel of financial security. So we'll find a way for you to manifest. Oh, they're saying manifest. Okay. So Evelyn
yeah.
is the angel of manifesting.
I'm not really good at manifesting. Actually, I moved to Georgia years ago, but I just recently moved here 2 years ago, but say about 10 or 12 years ago, I moved here and I didn't have any money, and I actually manifested the money in 2 weeks, like $20,000 in 2 weeks.
So I'll tell you what, you're good. When we have our call, you can teach me how to do that. I'll buy that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty good with manifesting, but I guess I have to get back in.
And maybe Benny needs to know that, too. We'll teach him how to do that, too. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. I'll talk to you another time.
Okay.
And the message from
your
angels is it's time for you to move and really start over in a new area, new life, and new energy.
Okay. Oh, I'm having trouble kind of making a plan or fulfilling myself, and just wondered how my future looks, if there's any more interest, or how my marriage is looking, and if my angels have any tips for me.
Okay, so let's start with who your angels are. Have you ever gotten your three angels for your life's purpose?
I don't think so. I think I've had guides, maybe Romlin
okay.
and Ovid, someone told me, but I don't think angels.
Okay. So the first one is Uriel. This is your archangel, U-R-I-E-L, and that's the angel of spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. So
nice.
You got a money archangel. That's the best you can do on that area. All right?
Great.
Yeah, I know. That's exciting. And then you also have another money angel. This is very exciting. Katrina is the angel of prosperity. And that's the prosperity to the angels is all facets of your life working well. And
okay.
then you also have Nancy, angel of productivity, getting things done. Are you someone who gets things done?
If I need to.
Okay. she helps you when you need to. So she helps you for that. All right.
Great.
And as far as a message, I'd like you to actually do the Dr. Beschel and do a couple of sessions with me so we can really dig in and figure out what would be best for you. But
okay.
The message is, you're going to love this. They just said you have a glorious future.
Oh,
and they said,
I like that.
Stop worrying about it.
Okay. All right. Just live it.
It's ready to unfold. Your angels have heard you. They're helping you. And, if you take the Dr. Pat special and call me, we'll direct you in the right area. But I love what they said. When they tell me you've got a glorious future, I believe them.
I love it, too. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad you called.
Me, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Robin, for joining the show. 800-930-2819. Sue, we are at our last break of the hour. Let's go ahead and take that now. If you'd like to join us, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She has open lines here for mini angel readings. 800-930-2819. We'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
Limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune in to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experiences. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Green Bearfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Green and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit GreenBearfield.com.
Mac, and I'd
love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara company. I've been using the Volara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and we are talking about your angels, how they can help you, who they are. Benny's going to give you the number to call in because we're running near the end of the show, but if you want to get in, Benny, give them the information, and we'll see who calls.
Sure, we can do that, and the number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. We have a little over 10 more minutes left in the show, so you got to get in now before the end of the day, or the end of the show, I should say. So we'll take now Mary Jean calling in from the Denver area. Hi, Mary Jean.
Hi, Mary Jean. Hi.
What's Hello.
Hello. Have you had your angel names yet?
I have not.
Oh, they're excited. Your angels are on their tippy toes. Moo-wee.
Okay. Yay.
I think they've been trying to get in touch with you, and you haven't noticed or whatever. They're excited.
That is probably true.
Too busy, they said. You're always too busy.
So, yes.
Yeah. All right. So your archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion. And then your other angel is Sarah, the angel of harmony. And then you also have Tarina. Tarina is the angel of attraction. And she works with the law of attraction. She works with attracting money. She works with attracting soulmates and good relationships. So Tarina is the another very interesting archangel, or not archangel, she's an angel. Oh, she tells me she's working towards being an archangel. Okay.
Oh.
I'll let her. Maybe she has a vision statement.
Okay. Yes.
So what can we do for you?
Well, I'm working towards early retirement next year, and I have some decisions to make about some real estate. And I was just wondering if there might be a message about my direction towards retirement.
You're going to enjoy it. They said you've got a lot of things on your list that you've wanted to do or haven't had the time to do. They tell me you're a busy lady. And but as far as the real estate, if you wanted to take advantage of the Dr. Pat special, did you hear about that earlier?
I did.
Okay, yeah, do that. Call the 800-323 1790. That's me direct. And let's work with the real estate because I'm really good with real estate and helping people sell things and move, and it's kind of one of my specialties. So I can help with that. But let's give you a personal message. You know, they really are funny. They keep saying, slow down. You know, like, smell the roses. Take some time for yourself. But let me see if I can get another message for you. Hold on a second. Just to be happy and be, maybe take happiness breaks every once in a while. And just smile and just take a happiness break. One of the techniques that I use is to think of a smile in your in your belly area, and then just move that smile up until it hits your lips and smile, and it just wakes up your whole body and activates all your system. So, other than real estate, anything else personal? It feels like you have another question, too. About your retirement, maybe?
Maybe about my relationship.
There we go. Okay, all right. They're nodding yes. Okay.
Okay.
It's so cool having this gift. I'm telling you. It does make life a whole lot easier. all right. So what would you like to know about your relationship? Just sort of a nice general idea.
Is it headed in a good direction? We've had our bumps. It seems like it's better now.
And you know, when you said that, the room just lit up. So it tell me you're working towards the light. There you go. Wow.
Okay.
I'd say you're on a good path.
Okay. That's very nice to know. So.
All right. Okay. I'm so glad you called.
Yes. Well, thank you, and I'll be calling you.
Sounds wonderful. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks, Mary Jean, for joining the show from the Denver area. 800-930-2819. About 7 minutes left in the show there, Sue, so we want some angel readings on the air. If not, take it away.
Okay, interrupt me, Benny, if someone calls.
Sure.
I'm just going to keep right on going.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Okay, all right. So one of the things I wanted to repeat is my information. It's theangellady.net, theangellady.net. There is a menu item called Ask Sue. And you can fill out a form and then ask me a question. But you can also ask for success techniques, and I'll send you some success techniques. If you write in the question area that you would like a copy of the angels, I'll send you a copy of all the angels. And I'll answer a question for you. I'll answer the names of your angels. There's no charge for any of this. This is just a gift from your angels. And then I'm also talking about the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles on Amazon. It's hardcover, softcover. The softcover one is like a workbook. It has plenty of room to write things in. And so that's more like a workbook. And then it's also on Kindle. And that's the RX for Miracles Second Edition. Angel First Aid RX for Miracles Second Edition. There is also a place under books on my website where there's a link that takes you right to Amazon. And that book has everything in it that you will need. It's not as good as talking to your angels. The sessions help you with your own personal things. But this has a chapter on just about anything you need, communication, relationships, health, pets, you name it. It's in communication. It's in that book. And so for some reason, the angels are pushing miracles today. And then you can also be on Miracle Watch. Try that. I have so much fun when people call me and say, oh, I was on Miracle Watch and this happened and that happened and you're not going to believe it. This happened. And And so, and if you want to call me and tell me one of your miracles, do the 800-323-1790, and I'd be, it would make me very happy to be joyful with you and share your miracles, because that's what life should be all about. We're talking about being in the flow, letting your angels help you, guide you, give you the insight to be in the flow, and then lift your vibrations. Angels, raise my vibrations an octave, lift your vibrations, get in the law of attraction. It can all happen. I've seen it over and over again. It can happen. So take advantage of the Dr. Pat special, 800-323-1790, and let's get started.
Let's do it. And Sue, I hate to interrupt. We got one more caller. We'll sneak in.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Susan from Seattle, just before the end of the show. We have about 3 minutes. So,
okay.
Hi, Susan.
Okay. Hi, Susan.
Hi there. Hi, Sue.
How about I give you your angels quickly?
Love that. Yes, please.
Okay. So, Caroline, the angel of positive thinking. Joseph.
Did I get you? Susan?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I got you, Susan. I think I might have. Oh. Hang on. Sue, are you still with us? Sue?
You're not going to believe what just happened to me.
Did you get
to... I don't know what the angels are trying to tell me.
I don't either. They got me a little worried.
The cord to my receiver fell out.
Oh, man. All right. Well,
when I tried to put it in, it fell out again. So.
Well, we still have Susan. So 2 more minutes there, Sue.
Okay, quick. Okay, all right. So Caroline, angel of positive thinking, and then your money angel is Timothy, the angel of good fortune.
Okay, good. So is there money here coming up, I guess?
Yeah. And get into the miracle watch and tell me, do you have a quick question for me?
One would be retirement. Is that going to happen here soon?
You know, I hear as soon as you want. It's on the table. How old are you? Are you close?
Yeah, close enough.
Okay, yeah, as soon as you're ready. And they have some really interesting opportunities for you, some fun, interesting opportunities that you haven't even anticipated yet.
But well, that's good to know.
Your angels are on top of it, and they're telling me to tell you because you've been asking them, you have a good, long, healthy life.
Oh, well, that's great to hear. Yes, I have been. I like to hear that. Excellent. Well, great, Sue. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was worth it. Right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Susan, for joining us from Seattle. And Sue? Storm, the Angel Lady. That's going to wrap it up. Give us your information one more time for everybody.
All right. So the website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. The 800 number to reach me direct and get a copy of the books if you want, or to get a consultation is 800-323-1790. Dr. Pat. Special is you pay for 1 half hour. The second one is at no charge. And the angel message is just about love and flow. Let their love flow to you and life be in the flow. That's what I'm hearing, Benny.
I love the flow just as much as you do. That's
good.
Perfect. All right. Well, folks, that's it. We're out of here. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, theangellady.net for more information about her and this show and more information about how you can get specials and other mini angel readings for the future. We'll be back next time with Sue Storm.